This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Umpqua Valley Gymnastics with a big event coming up soon. The executive director is Michelle McGuire. Thanks for coming in. And actually, let's press this button over here and get you on. Now we can say thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We have too many buttons going too many different places around here this morning. So talk about, first of all, what is Umpqua Valley Gymnastics?
So Umpqua Valley Gymnastics is a nonprofit gymnastics center here in Douglas County. We have been around for over 35 years, and I currently became the director in the last 2 years. We love to be a healthy, fun place for kiddos to get strong and be active.
So I'm going to guess that maybe you did gymnastics when you were younger.
I did. Yes, my parents got me signed up when I was about 5 years old, just very shortly after the gym had opened. And I couldn't stop flipping. My parents then always saw my feet instead of my head. And my sweet mama traveled me all over Oregon and over to Reno, just to enjoy gymnastics, compete in gymnastics, and it was a fun family event.
And gymnastics seems, honestly, it seems like it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. Gymnastics, you know, I was looking it up over the weekend, and it is still, even from when I was young, it was this, but it's still considered the hardest and toughest sport that there is, so both mentally and physically. So It's hard on your body, but it's also exciting and adventurous, and you get to do new things all the time. I think that's kind of what hooks people, is that there's always something new that you're working for, and you're always working to achieve the next goal, but it's also exciting to flip upside down.
Boy, you know, it seems like you've got to be very sure of what you're doing. There's not a lot of room for getting it wrong.
No, there isn't a lot of room for getting it wrong. And so, you know, you do hope that you have good coaches that want to work hard to keep you safe and get your body physically strong and work a lot of basics in order to do those bigger skills, and also to help you get mentally strong so that you're not afraid and that you know and you trust that your body knows what it's doing so you can do these skills and do these competitions. So having great coaches is helpful, and watching those beautiful girls and strong men on TV is helpful and inspiring. And you just learn that there's nothing that you can't do as long as you're working hard.
So how big is gymnastics around Oregon?
Well, I would say it's pretty big. I'm certain that I think each city in Oregon has a gym, and most of them compete. So at our event coming up, we have seven different gyms coming to our competition on Saturday. But it's pretty competitive, and it just continues to grow.
So it's this Saturday. When, where? Tell us all that.
This Saturday is our annual Harvest Invitational. So it's our competitive gymnastics meet. More for beginning and intermediate level competitive gymnastics. So it is Saturday, November 5th at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, the exhibit building. Our first session is going to be our level 4 and 5 gymnasts, and their warm-up starts at 9 a.m., but the actual competition starts at 9:30. And then our second session, the warm-up starts at 12 p.m., but competition starts at 12:30, and that's the level 2 and 3s. We just started a new program at our gym, for Excel Gymnastics, and they are going to be our very, very beginning level competition gymnasts, and this will be their first meet. So they're very nervous, but they're very excited.
Wow. So kids from all over the state, how many do you figure will be there?
Overall, we're going to have approximately 140 gymnasts competing that day.
So obviously more, I mean, you're going to have more than one thing going on at once sometimes.
Oh, yes. All four events will compete at the same time, and each session is approximately 3 to 3.5 hours.
Wow. So a busy day, but just a one-day event, right?
Yes, just one day right now.
So if somebody wants to come out and check it out, talk about admission and all that.
Yeah, so admission is $10 a person. If you have a family of over 3 people that are coming, it'll be $30 for the family, and then children under the age of 5 are free.
And a lot of work getting ready this week, I bet.
Quite a bit of work, but especially from our parents. Our parents of our competitive team, they all come in, they take work off on Friday, show up at 7 a.m., and they get all of the equipment. We take it over to the fairgrounds and set it up, They help all day on Saturday, and then they help bring all the equipment back on Saturday night. So it is a ton of work on their part. It's all volunteer, and without them, we would not have a meet. So we're really grateful for all of our team parents and what they pitch in.
So when you're doing your week-to-week events, where do you guys, where's your headquarters at?
Yeah, so our location is back behind Ross in the Garden Valley Shopping Center. So it's 780 Northwest Garden Valley. And we're also across from Roseburg CrossFit in the back there.
Okay, and if somebody wanted to find out more maybe about getting their kid, grandkid, whatever, involved in this, how do they do that?
They can give us a call at 541-672-3534, or they can look at our website at umpquavalleygymnastics.org, and we also have a Facebook page, and the messenger on there is a really easy way to get in contact with us.
So what excites you the most about gymnastics?
You know, I think there is just something about gymnastics that from when I started, it just gets in your blood. And I think that the character qualities that it has put into my life, the quality of determination, working hard, never giving up, learning how to overcome obstacles when they come your way in a positive way, and just the excitement and the adrenaline that comes from flipping and getting stronger, those are things that I've never gotten from any other activity or sport in my life. And so that's something that I hope that we can continue to provide for kids in Douglas County, a healthy, safe outlet for them, and just to learn to love being strong and getting exercise and being a team.
All right. And again, what time Saturday does it all start?
9:30 a.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds.
All right. Michelle McGuire from Umpqua Valley Gymnastics, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38, and this is the Morning Report.